Mariners going for their fifth win in six games, taking on the Braves. Everyone trying to get a glimpse of the solar eclipse this afternoon. Fans and players loving it. Pick up the action, tied at two in the fourth. Yonder Alonso with two men on, facing Mike Foltynewicz.
Three balls and no strikes. Alonso probably will be taking all the way. Yeah, and I was wrong there. He's swinging, and it's headed for the right field corner. Going to be extra bases for Alonso, and he will cruise in the second with a double. One and two. And the 1-2 pitch. Fastball hit hard to right field. Marquez heading back, and we'll watch it bounce off the boards. Actually off the brick. He'll fire it back into second, but it is a booming double for Alonso. He'll pick up another RBI, give him three, and give the Mariners a 6-2 lead.
He'll be wrapping around to the front.
Well, his name would be Epsy then, because it would cover up five of the letters. Breaking ball chopped towards second base. Slow roller. Going to be a tough play. Not going to get him. Here comes Lane Adams to the plate. The throw from second will get him.
Not with the power at the plate that you have with both Freeman and Kemp. He is running. And the pitch is swung on and missed. The throw down to second. And Inciarte is tagged out. And Freeman. Diaz deals. And a ground ball hit to first. Alonso has that, and he runs to first and steps on it to end the game. So the Braves get the leadoff hit, then Phillips lines out, and Ciarte thrown out. Freeman grounds out, and Seattle takes game one. Final score tonight, Mariners 6, Braves 5.
The Braves come up short against the Mariners. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
Yeah, nice couple. You know, it's just he's not hitting spots. Command's been a problem. You know, you look at the ball strike ratio, it's not good. Not finishing guys off. You know, it's just something he's going to have to work through. I mean, you can talk to him and everything else, but he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to work through it and get back to where he was when he was, you know, kind of getting on that roll and being effective and the guy that we think he is. And, you know, this game has a tendency to always try you. Mm-hmm. There's always something, an obstacle in this business, in this game to overcome. And that's, you got to be mentally strong and fight through it. And that's kind of where he's at right now. He's going to have to fight through this thing.
He's an emotional pitcher, and it seems like body language at times.
Yeah.
Does that concern you?
Yeah, it does. Because it's, I've talked to him about it for when we were in AAA. Okay. And, you know, I think he's made some strides, but it's something you got to keep working at. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Like I say, he's going to have to go out there and make it happen and take command of that. And if he does all that, and you know, guys go through stretches, and we're all human. It's not going to be perfect all the time, but you just got to keep working. And individually, as players, we all have to be the ones to take ownership and make it happen.
His command issues seem directly tied to the emotional.
Well, sometimes, yeah. I mean, that's the whole. I think it's. All of it is encapsulated into the fine, you know, into the outcome. Yeah, I mean, it's just something that one leads to the other, probably, and it's part of it, part of playing this game and being successful at it.
You talked about him still being a work in progress. Is part of that still maybe trusting his defense and maybe not trying to do too much?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, a lot of that. Right. You know, and especially it's, you know, and I guess probably hard for power guys that, you know, want to strike guys out, and he has that kind of stuff, and. But at some point, you got to pitch a little, you know, like I say, it's stretch. He's going through, and he'll get through it. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's shown he can do it. So that's the thing. It's not like he hasn't ever proven that he's capable of being a very effective pitcher, because he has, and he'll do it again.
He had the two runs against Albers early with the home run, and the other run that day, and then he got on a little bit of a roll there.
Yeah.
Before you got to him, and the reliever came in. About three innings there, he was pretty
good. Yeah, he's a strike thrower, and he, just like we knew and everybody said. I mean, he'll work both sides and change speeds. He's not afraid to go in, and you know, there's a guy. He's been, you know, he's had a good year. He's been successful all year, and you know, he's pitching. And who knows when guys find it and get a hold of it? Sometimes
you had a couple chances that you run yourself out of innings.
Yeah, well, it's I know in the ninth that's tough, but you know, they steal the base and. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, Lane, I thought was a good aggressive play. I mean, he's coming around there, and he bobbled it, and if he doesn't throw it right on the money, and I don't know that, you know, I mean, it's a good slide, and you know, you leave it in the hands of the replay, but that's not necessarily a good aggressive play. Happens. And, Ender thought he had a good read, and it happens. I mean, it's kind of not too bad every now and then to push the envelope.
Mike Foltynewicz takes the loss, allowing 6 runs in 5 2/3 innings. He spoke after the game.
And after that, I kind of, fell behind some people, didn't get ahead. And at some point, I had to bring it over to plate. And they did what they needed to do with it. But it was some tough luck here and there, and some blue pits. But towards the end of the game, they were kind of putting the ball in play a little more solid and doing their job. But it's been a tough whole month in general, and just need to regroup and focus a little more and get back out there.
The series against the Mariners continues on Tuesday. Lucas Sims on the hill.